This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is expected to begin hearing evidence Wednesday in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump on a charge that he incited insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. Senators held 4 hours of debate Tuesday before deciding in a 56-44 vote to proceed with the trial. Mr. Trump's lawyers had argued that that impeachment is not constitutional since Mr. Trump is no longer in office. But the 9 U.S. representatives prosecuting the case say he must be held to account for allegedly inciting the break-in by his supporters at the U.S. Capitol January 6th during proceedings to certify the results of the November presidential election. U.S. President Joe Biden says while the impeachment trial of his predecessor is underway in the Senate, he will be focused on alleviating the suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Biden was asked by reporters about the matter in the Oval Office Tuesday. He noted that the United States has already lost more than 450,000 lives to the coronavirus pandemic. He said, quote, a whole lot more lives could be lost if the United States doesn't act quickly and decisively. He also said, quote, a lot of children are going to bed hungry. He added that his job is to work on that. He added, the Senate has their job, and they're about to begin it, and I am sure they are going to conduct themselves well. The president added he will not be saying anything further about impeachment of former President Donald Trump, whom Biden defeated in last November's election. The U.S. drug maker Eli Lilly announced Tuesday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization for its combination antibody therapy to fight COVID-19. A late-stage trial in January showed the combination therapy helped cut the risk of hospitalization by 70%. VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators reintroduced a bill Tuesday to make it easier for people from Hong Kong fearing persecution after joining protests against China to get refugee status in the United States. The 12 senators, led by Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Bob Menendez, said the bill was a response to a draconian national security law introduced by China to apply to Hong Kong. The law sparked mass street protests that have resulted in a crackdown on some prominent activists. The Hong Kong Safe Harbor Act would make Hong Kongers who participated in the protest movement and have a well-founded fear of persecution eligible for processing as refugees to the United States in Hong Kong or in a third country. The proposed law would also make it easier for dissidents to seek asylum by waiving provisions that make suspected intent to immigrate or a criminal record disqualifying factors for non-immigrant visas. Additionally, it would make Hong Kongers who've had their residency revoked eligible for refugee status as victims of political persecution. The United States on Tuesday condemned violence against protesters in Myanmar just over a week after a military coup took over the democratically elected government. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, we repeat our calls for the military to relinquish power, restore democratically elected government, release those detained, and lift all telecommunications restrictions. Earlier Tuesday, Myanmar police cracked down on people protesting the coup in the capital, Naypyidaw, by firing warning shots, rubber bullets, and water cannon. At least 2 protesters were seriously injured with what are believed to be gunshot wounds. Demonstrators gathered in the streets of Myanmar's capital for a 4th consecutive day Tuesday, defying a set of restrictions imposed by the military junta aimed at stopping the massive protests. Tuesday's protest occurred just hours after the military announced an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew would be imposed on the cities of Yangon and Mandalay. The regime has also banned gatherings of more than 4 people across the country. In addition to the U.S., the United Nations has voiced strong concern over the crackdown. And Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok has named a new cabinet as he tries to push through major reforms and secure financing from foreign entities. The new cabinet includes leaders of rebel groups that signed a peace agreement with the government in the South Sudan capital, Juba, in October. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.